Claude Pilkinen here in the studio of Bible Students Radio, broadcasting today about the good news of the happy God. Do you think you should be fearing the Lord? There are three distinct passages in the Old Testament, one in Psalms and two in Proverbs, says the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, or the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. One thing that should stand out to us in these verses is the word beginning. Fear is only the beginning of wisdom and knowledge. It is simply elementary. It is only man's starting place with God, his creator. Many miss this important truth and think that they should be fearing God, afraid of him. And in so doing, they overlook the pure elementary nature of fear. The fear of the Lord is man's first proper approach to God. It is the awesome discovery of who we are and who he really is. It is man's approach to God in infancy and immaturity, seeing him as the righteous, almighty one, the creator. That's awesome. Note carefully, though, the first verse in which this phrase appears, Psalm 111, verse 10, it says, "The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. A good understanding have all they that do his commandments." Notice the connection between the fear of the Lord and doing his commandments. The commandments, or the law, is associated with fear. When God gave the law of commandments at Sinai, the children of Israel trembled with fear. But the law and its natural fear in relationship to God was only the divine elementary education. It was simply a schoolmaster to bring us to the Lord Jesus Christ. And who among us has not feared the schoolmaster? Galatians chapter 3, verses 24 and 25. "Wherefore the law was our schoolmaster to bring us into Christ, that we may be justified by faith. But after that faith is come, we are no longer under a schoolmaster." Because the schoolmaster has brought us to Christ, we are no longer enrolled under the law with its elementary process of fear. As mature adult sons of God, our childish, immature children of God fear of the Father is replaced by the fullness of his love. Little wonder Paul wrote in 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7, "For God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind." If you fear God, it's time to learn more about him and move away from the elementary lesson of fear to the glorious lesson of love. Hear these words: God has not given us the spirit of fear. God has not given us a place as fearful children. Fear has no place in our relationship with the Father. We have been given the place of mature adult sonship. What he has given us in replacement of elementary fear is power and love and a sound mind. That's why John writes in 1 John 4:18, "There is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear, because fear has torment. He who fears is not made perfect or mature in love." Hear these words well. There is no fear in love. None. There is no place for fear in the life of the mature believer, for he has completely been submerged in the glorious love of the Father, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Spirit, which is given to us. Romans 5:5. The very definition of our dad is love. God is love. 1 John 4:8 and 16. He is love. And in fact, he is perfect love, and perfect love casts out fear. Fear and love are exclusive to each other. The issue is one of really knowing who God is, actually getting to know Him. Our first approach to God is in ignorance and fear. Then, as we come to know Him in truth, as we become acquainted with His genuine nature of love, fear is driven away from our lives, for perfect love casts out fear. Only those who don't know Him yet, or don't know Him very well, fear Him. For he who fears is not made perfect in love. Now, a little music for your edification and enjoyment. Here's Blue Oyster Cult singing, "Don't Fear the Reaper."
All of times have come, fear, but now they're gone. Seasons don't fear the reaper, nor do the wind, the sun, or the rain. Come on, baby, don't feel the reaper. Baby, take my hand, don't feel the reaper. We'll be able to fly.
Taking his hand.